Abrupt departures at the Fed. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The presidents of the Federal Reserve Banks of Boston and Dallas are leaving early retirements following news they traded in stocks last year while the central bank was doing its special pandemic measures. This raises conflict of interest and insider knowledge questions. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here.
David, the Boston Fed's Eric Rosengren and the Dallas Fed's Robert Kaplan are both stepping down. They've come under increased scrutiny over their trading activities, which became public in annual disclosures. Kaplan made at least $1 million in trades in stocks and index funds last year, including in stocks of Amazon, Chevron, Facebook, and Johnson & Johnson. Rosengren invested in funds that owned mortgage-backed bonds. Those are the same kind the Fed has been buying up during the pandemic. Though these trades are allowed under the Fed's ethics rules, but critics argue it gives the appearance of conflicts of interest.
Now, some say it's time to get tougher rules. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is likely to get asked about that at a Senate hearing today.
Well, yeah, that's a safe bet. And last week, Powell said the Fed's rules will need to be changed. We asked Karen Petru, managing partner of Federal Financial Analytics, to put what's going on into context for us.
It really speaks to the changing nature of the Fed, which began in 2008 when the Fed for the first time took major positions in the financial markets. The ethics rules of the banks date back to the day when the only real potential conflict was between the Federal Reserve banks and the banks they regulated.
Yeah, but now the Fed is directly involved in markets, so what was once trading activity that may have gotten little notice, David, can now lead to resignations.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. Now, 40% of people with credit card debt have more of it since pandemic, younger people especially. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
Over half of people 40 and under owe more on their credit cards now than they did a year and a half ago, while people who are over 40 are significantly less likely to have added to their credit card debt during that time.
This really showcases that young adults were, in many respects, hit hardest by the pandemic financially.
Ted Rossman is an industry analyst at Bankrate. He says some of that is because younger people generally had less in savings, lower salaries, and more student debt to begin with. And
they were the most likely to work in service industry jobs that were negatively impacted, the most likely to lose jobs or lose income.
A lot of people who worked in restaurants also had a hard time getting unemployment, says Sarojaya Raman, director of the Food Labor Research Center at UC Berkeley.
People had to find a way to feed their children. People had to find a way to pay bills, and people were using their credit cards. That is what people were doing last year.
And she says what many are still doing this year, now that stimulus checks are gone and expanded unemployment has ended. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The S&P future is down 0.8%. The 10-year interest rate up sharply, I would say, 1.53% now, above 1.5%. Ford Motor Company and SK Innovation of South Korea plan to spend $11 billion to bolster the electrification of cars and trucks using made-in-the-USA batteries. They're building two lithium-ion battery plants in Kentucky and a battery factory and battery recycling plant in Tennessee. The investment should create 11,000 jobs. That's not quite but close to all the coal mining jobs in West Virginia, which employs about 13,000 surface and underground miners. Now, where's all that hard-to-find lithium going to come from for all those electric car and truck batteries? Well, my colleague, Molly Wood, looks at solutions to this and more with her new podcast called How We Survive. That's out in the coming days. You can listen to the trailer now and follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Retailers are trying to figure out how to staff up for the holiday shopping season. Target has announced it's actually hiring fewer workers than last year. Its plan is to offer those it does hire more flexible scheduling and more hours. It's also focused more on versions of e-commerce, delivery, curbside, in-store pickup. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has that.
At a Pasadena Target parking lot recently, there were half a dozen customers in cars waiting for somebody to deliver their orders, like Rebecca Batanko.
I was thinking about it recently that even if the pandemic would be over, I would still want this service and I would still use it.
That's what Target is betting on. Over the last 2 years, the company says it has tripled the store fulfillment staff. But when it comes to holiday shopping, Batanko says she prefers the in-store experience.
That you go inside a store and like the whole store is decorated with like fall or Halloween stuff or Thanksgiving stuff, Christmas stuff, listen to the holiday music and see all the trees and the lights.
And that's the dilemma for retailers. Consumers like Batanko want different things. Trying to gauge all their preferences is tricky, says David Marcotte with Kantar Consulting.
What you're suggesting is the biggest failure for the last 2 years is predicting demand.
And that's where staffing comes in.
Because you need to make up for all the variables that you can no longer predict with people that are more flexible in terms of their response.
But traditional customer service roles can be different from e-commerce support, says Brendan Witcher with Forrester. On the fulfillment side, he says retailers should be looking for organized workers who have an eye for detail.
That have the physical capacity to be running back and forth between the aisles and the back room for packing things and shipping them out.
Witcher says in a pinch, those staff have to do it all. But that can take a toll on workers.
You hear a lot of grumbling.
Chelsea Gross is an analyst with Gartner, who regularly visits Target stores to do research.
So you pick up on a lot of conversations and you're basically just spying.
And that gives her insights into how employees are handling these demands.
One person I heard from Target was actually quitting before the holiday season because she was too stressed about the idea of going through that again during COVID.
So Gross says Target and other retailers are already focused on trying to keep the seasonal workers they do hire beyond the holidays. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
The Dow future is down 0.4%. NASDAQ future down 1.5%. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.